The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, recording is just, as you know, it's just for Audio Dharma. So welcome everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. So for our practice today, let's continue the theme of exploring the eight pillars of joy. And this is inspired by the book that I talked about last week and a couple weeks ago. It's the book called The Book of Joy by Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu, and lots of lovely teachings in there. And as we go through the eight pillars of joy, you'll see that it's all familiar teachings. So it's kind of a nice list that puts them together. So we spent three sessions with perspective. Perspective is so juicy that we can spend a lot of time on perspective. How you see the world, how you see yourself in it, how you see yourself with respect to others, your challenges, your gifts, all of that. And perspective, another word for it perhaps is wise perspective or right view, which many of you will recognize as the first of the eightfold path, is right view, wise view. So that's so important. It's number one, the way we see things. So, and last time we already started to kind of bring in the second pillar a little bit. And the second pillar being humility. So humility being the second pillar of joy. So I'd like to invite us actually to reflect for a moment. Why would you think humility is important to be happy? Just reflect. In yourself, how a sense of humility shows up, or actually lack of humility, how would lack of humility shows up? And if there are any one of you wants to share something, you're welcome to raise your blue hand. And in the meanwhile, I'll just continue in sharing my reflections and some ways to work with humility. So one way to see this factor of humility is from the perspective of interdependence, that from a bird's eye view, and we can see how intertwined and interdependent all of our lives are, that we really can't do this on our own. It can bring up a sense of profound humility when we realize how dependent everything is. Our livelihood, what we eat, what we wear, how profoundly we are independent. We are interdependent on each other. And that just brings up a sense of humility. It's not as if we can do this on our own. So that's one way to feel into humility. And actually, I'm going to invite you. Actually, I'll do that during the meditation. But even before we start, just have a sense of maybe bring something in your life and see how dependent that is on others. Maybe just something you use here, as simply as my mug here. You know, this mug, it's wow, how many things have gone into this mug being produced and to make it. To be for me to make it to be here for me to drink out of. There's a sense of humility. Wow, it's also, it can feel like a sense of overwhelm, seeing how many contributions it has taken for something to come to us. That's also referred to as interbeing by Thich Nhat Hanh. There's a sense of interbeing, that everything is interdependent on other things. So that's something that we'll tap into in the guided meditation tonight, the sense of humility. And another way to perhaps reflect on humility is everything we have in our lives, everything, our life, including our life, our gifts, our, you name it, our intelligence, our relationships, what we're grateful for, everything we've been given in this life is really a gift of grace. We live interdependently through gift of grace. It's staggering to think of how not just our life, but all that we've received in our lives, all experiences, education, whatever it might have been. There's a sense, when you consider so much that you have been given, and each of us have been given so much to actually get to this point. Of course, we've all had challenges in our lives. Yes, it's part of the human condition. Oh, absolutely. And yet, we all have so many gifts, including right here, being able to receive the Dharma. Right here, you're able to show up on this Zoom room, or if listening later through Audio Dharma, there is a gift of grace of technology that has developed. So it's appreciating with a sense of humility. Wow, this interdependence of all human beings, this web of interconnection, are including the worldwide web. Here we are, it's a sense of grace, a sense of this gift that all these human beings, they have worked on for so long in different ways. So a sense of humility, and also seeing our part in this whole, seeing that we have a gift, we have a gift to share. So both feeling the sense of humility and letting that lead to a sense of abundance and generosity. So those are some invitations that we'll work with for this practice. So without further ado, I'd like to ask you to get into your meditation posture. If you need to move, if you need to straight up, straighter, as I need to, or if you need to lie down, move and shift your posture so that you're comfortable. It's the right posture for you. As always, we're going to start with landing and arriving in the body with the breath before turning our minds to explore the invitations. So arriving in this body, in this moment, letting go. Letting go of all the words that just came before, all the ideas. Landing deeply in your body. Landing in your bones. Feeling your bottom on the cushion, the touch points, and relaxing. Letting the center of gravity come down, come down, come down. from your head into your chest, down into your sit bones. Receiving the breath in your abdomen. And with each breath, relaxing the forehead, the jaw, the eyes, the neck, shoulders, let them drop. Your arms, the hands, let them be heavy. Your chest, relaxing it at the out-breath. The abdomen. Receiving the breath. With the entire upper body relaxed and soft. Now, inviting the sit bones, the groin area, the upper legs, the knees, the lower legs, and feet to all relax. Ah, feel heavy, let go of their weight. Receiving the breath in the whole body and relaxing with each out-breath. Just settling right here, right now. And if thoughts are arising, plans, memories, it's okay. It's part of this practice. It's what minds do. Check in to see if any tension has crept in your body, your forehead, jaw, other areas. Usually when we go off thinking, the body gets tense. Relax the body again. Invite awareness back without any judgment. No problem. You might have to do this many, many times. Do it every time, smilingly. Smilingly. Let yourself take delight and joy. The simplicity of the breath moving through the body. Each breath simple. Calming, soothing, settling. Now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, as you're staying with the body, with the breath in the body, to bring to mind someone in your life who has inspired you with their humility. And how they embody it. They're not full of themselves or proud. There's a sense of gentleness of spirit. There's a sense of confidence in them. Perhaps making the humility even more tangible. And notice, what is it about them? How, as you feel into their presence, how they inspire you, this person whom you've known, or you currently know. Being who has gifts but not conceited. If you're having trouble coming up with someone, maybe considering the Dalai Lama or Desmond Tutu, both of whom show up in the world with a lot of humility. These human beings are not conceited. The Dalai Lama says, "I'm just a simple monk, one of 7 billion people." And Desmond Tutu is well known for admitting his challenges in life. Whomever you can bring to your heart, to your mind's eye. And now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, staying with your body, staying with the breath, to bring to mind some of the gifts that you've been given in this life. The gifts that your family, your upbringing, your parents gave you, gift of life, upbringing, education, nourishment, food. Again, not to give in to challenges. We all have had challenges of different sorts. But choosing the perspective to tune into the gifts, whatever it might have been, maybe friends, colleagues, maybe opportunities to travel or good health. There are people who have been a gift significant in your life and continue to be. The invitation is to see yourself in this complex, interrelated web of humanity. You are not alone. You are deeply interconnected. You've been all your life. In every way, everything you've received, every morsel of food you have received, has been possible because of so many beings, so many causes and conditions. The sun, the earth, the water, for example, the farmer, the transporter, person who packaged it, designed, the delivery systems, they designed the roads, the railroads, etc., etc. So many beings, so much impacts has impacted every single gift in your life. Perhaps choosing something, maybe something you're wearing, and considering all the causes and conditions that have gone into this being on your body right now. Breathing, staying with the body as you contemplate. Imagining all the beings, known and unknown, in the world who have had a part in what you're wearing right now, for example. It can seem overwhelming. If it's too overwhelming, let go, come back to the breath. And opening up to appreciation for all these beings. Those you don't know who have impacted you with their work, with their actions, people you have known. Throughout time, your teachers, parents, friends, neighbors. And appreciating the people, especially whom you're connected to and have been. Will bring joy and delight and friendship and love into your life. And feeling deeply your sense of interconnection. As you breathe, let your body be relaxed. As you feel your heart, deeply connected in this web. Allowing there to be a sense of appreciation. Wow, you're a human being, part of this amazing, amazing human family. Yes, it has a lot of challenges, we know. But it also has so much beauty and grace and kindness and generosity and love. You're part of this, uniquely you. Letting your heart open to the appreciation. Of all that you've received, all you're receiving, and give joy, delight, and appreciation of this realization. And if at any point it feels overwhelming, just come back to the breath and the body breathing. Maybe with a sense of leftover appreciation for the abundance and your part in the interconnection. And as I sit here towards the end of this practice period and I hear this little child outside, I'm just reminded of how every single one of us was a child at some point. And we received care, nutrition. To make it to this point, we've all made it to be adults. A sense of humility of all that we've received. And even if there are challenges, but just the humility, received enough support as a child. As a human child, we couldn't possibly make it on our own. We're not designed to. We're so dependent. That sense of grace, appreciation, humility, and the interconnection with all the children who have come before us, all the humans are at some point children, all of us, born of our mother's womb, all of us, this humility and appreciation for this interconnected web. We can't do it alone. None of us. In the last moment of this practice, having humility with respect to outcome, we tried, we showed up, we practiced, offering up, putting our best effort with humility on the altar, the universal altar. Here we are, we showed up, our best offering, which is beautiful, even if you judge it to be distracted, etc. It's beautiful, shining, just as it was. And may we accept, appreciate our own gifts, our own abundance, our own prodigious gifts that we take for granted with humility. Thank you all for your practice. I will change the setting if any of you would like to share any reflections either in chat with everyone or with or unmute yourself. There's a sense of lightness when I think about it. It's a sense of humility. There's a lightness about it that it kind of empties the vessel, empties the heart for joy. If we're too full of ourselves, it feels like we're taking on too much on our shoulders. There isn't enough place, enough space for this lightness of recognizing our interconnection, our place in the human family, which is, it's a gift and a challenge, of course, but in so many ways, it's grace from a particular perspective. It's unfathomably beautiful and bright. So I'd like to share any reflections or questions that's coming up for you. Yeah, Nancy offers, this meditation took me through so many periods of my life, happy but active mind. Yeah, thank you, Nancy, for that reflection. It was a bit more active, I think, this invitation, because there were a lot of invitations that I was making about imagining, you know, people and interconnection and, you know, all of that. So it's quite normal for it to have been more active mind. If that was the case for you, welcome to the club. And thanks for sharing that, Nancy. Take one more pause for any reflections or questions before we move into the next part of our practice and community. Oh, actually, I have a question for you. Oh, Ben says, wonderful, thank you. You're very welcome, Ben. Yeah. Bill says, trying to find a balance between listening and yet not being overly analytical. Great, great. So the invitation I have there for you, Bill, is for this practice and all the practices where I'm inviting reflections to drop in, and this is for everyone, is to stay with the breath and the body. When we get kind of heady, you know, the first part, we calm ourselves, we get in the body with the breath. And then I'm afraid when I give the reflection, whoop, we go up to the head, start thinking, okay, stay in the body. And even if you miss hearing a few things I say, that's fine. Stay with the body and the breath and drop these reflections in the body. See what comes up, what percolates, what resonates. Don't think about it. Yeah, great. I'm glad you're doing that. I'm fantastic. Then you're doing it right. Yes. And that will guide you. That will support all of you with these. Otherwise, it can be a little overwhelming. Yeah. So Casey offers really beautiful guided meditation. The first part I really resonated with and liked, and the second part I felt sad. It's okay. That can arise. See what's arising, what's coming there, and whether you can actually be with that with compassion. It's not a problem for sadness to arise during meditation, even if the title of it is joy and humility. It's fine. See what needs to come up. A lot of times, I mean, I tend to say usually at the beginning, if I remember that, hey, whatever invitations I give, your mileage might vary. Different things might come up for you. As long as you turn towards it with kindness, hold it with compassion, then it is part of this practice, and see what needs care, what needs love, what needs care. And it might be self-care, might be self-compassion, in this case, Casey. Yeah. And let's see. Ariana says, I really appreciated meditation on the humility of being a totally dependent child. Yeah. Yeah. And Claire says, reminded of people who taught me humility. Yes, thank you, Claire. Me too. Kim says, I appreciate how you allowed the child's voice to come in the practice. Yeah. You're welcome. It delighted me too to hear the child first playing and then crying, just all the states of being a child. We've all been there, every single one of us, right? Of course, part of being human, sense of humility. Aww. There's still a little child inside. So especially when challenges come up in practice, to really hold that young one, especially when there have been challenges in family upbringing, to turn towards that. And you are welcome, Casey. Yes, great. So, dear ones, with that sense of gentleness and humility, I like to invite. So this is the invitation for the practice meetings tonight, to show up as the child, to see when you look at the other two other people in the room, see as if you're looking at their five-year-olds, at their five-year-old versions or two-year-olds, or, you know, remember the sound that you were hearing through the mic. So and show up the same way yourself, with the same sense of humility. Yes, you're accomplished, you're an adult, and yet showing up the same tenderness of simplicity of a child. When children show up and play together in the schoolyard, there's a humility, there's a simplicity, there's a beauty. And see if you can connect to these two other lovely beings. Everyone who shows up here is lovely, trust that. There's a sense of acceptance and care and metta. And show up in that way, holding yourself with humility and holding these young people. So you don't have to show up as, you know, put your social face on, but just the sense of tenderness. Get to know these other children. Okay? So that's the invitation. You can say little or say as much or as little as you want in this practice, but holding space for your inner children with care. Really be gentle with each other. With care and gentle and kind to yourself as you're speaking. Slow down, actually. Yes, that's another instruction that I want to give tonight. Slow down. Slow down. See what happens if you slow down. So I'm going to create the rooms. And please stay if you can to hang out with other children. And if you can't, if you have to go, that's perfectly understood. No judgments. So, I'm creating the breakout rooms right now, just so you know. And about to open them. Here we go.